I think it's a bunch of malarkey.
So I agree.
You can draft Zeke way later because Schefter's probably picking 10th in his league.
You're listening to Let's Talk Fantasy Football, where men of fantasy genius have realized.
Hey guys, we don't need real football skills to dominate on the fantasy field. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So slap on your pads and grab your helmet. Shit's about to get real.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Let's Talk Fantasy Football. I am your host, Nick Schreck, and I'm excited to be here with you guys tonight. And I'll tell you what, we've got a live mock draft coming up here for you guys. I'm joined by the one and the only, the D.O.N. himself. He is already half a glass deep into No-Sean Amaretto. Don, how you doing tonight?
It's Wednesday and I'm living, man.
So it's a dream. You're about to do a mock, and it's Lucha. It's all Luch.
Oh, it's straight Luch.
Straight Luch. And we're joined by, of course, the fan favorite, Vinny Gonzalez. Vinny, welcome.
Hey, what's up, dude?
There we go. Don just did up his No-Sean Amaretto. And, guys, he's not here with us in voice or in person, but Ed is with us in the mock draft tonight. He's here. He is at pick number 6. Guys, we're going to be mock drafting here on fantasyfootballcalculator.com. There we go. Don cracks open the PBR to kick the podcast off. And we're going to kind of talk you through our drafts as we go, what picks we like. We have some random users in here, so we don't know their strategy, but it's all good. It's fantasy football. We're happy to be here. But before we get into the mock drafts, guys, we want to give a shout out to ViewPix, the revolutionary app that allows you to play fantasy football live while watching the game on TV. You predict the plays, the result of the plays, and you literally play fantasy football. You can sign up for the beta now by going to letstalkfantasyfootball.com/ViewPix. That's V-U-P-I-Q. So, guys, again, before we jump into the podcast, we got some exciting things going on here at Let's Talk Fantasy Football. We've just launched an app. We're on the Android App Store. We're on the Apple App Store, which means there's no excuse to not have the app installed on your phone. It's free. It's fucking awesome. And you have complete access to everything we've got going on the site. The podcast is at your fingertips. And if you don't have it installed, I don't know what you're doing here because you obviously don't love fantasy football. So go install it. It's free. And without further ado, guys, let's talk some fucking fantasy football.
Yeah, dude. Not so secretive news, apparently. Ezekiel Elliott. Adam Schefter reports that if he were to draft today, he would hesitate on Zeke because they don't know what's going on with the domestic violence and what's going to happen. They seem to be dragging it along. They don't know if that could possibly lead to being penalized for the first few games. And he's saying that if he were to draft today, he would hold off on that.
I think it's a bunch of malarkey.
So I agree.
You can draft Zeke way later because Schefter's probably picking 10th in his league.
Look at that. He's using his influence to try and push it down the board. I'll give him that. Well played. But yeah, I mean, for me, this is nonsense. Again, it's July, so it's still early. But if you're truly worried about Ezekiel Elliott because of that, you probably have other reasons that you're worried about Ezekiel Elliott, or you're trying to talk him down in your league, which, quite frankly, if you're not in the top three, you probably don't realistically have a shot at him. So if you're at 4 or 5, try and talk him down and talk about how he's going to get suspended to everyone else in your league, and maybe you have a realistic shot. I think that's the only truth to that. I don't think you can worry about this at all.
Reverse psychology, like you're the fourth pick, and the whole time during the draft day, you're just like, dude, you're really going to go Zeke? Really?
Dude, you know he's going to get suspended.
Once he passes him up, you're just like, oh, I'm going to take Zeke.
I'm going to take Zeke before. Yeah, fuck you. Yeah, I mean, hey, if you want, we can see if we can produce a few tweets out there with some fake stories right before draft day for you guys about how Zeke's stock should be falling because he's going to be suspended. And then we'll retract the story for you guys. So we accept
tips. So bottom line, you guys are going to go, if you're number 3, Bell and David Johnson, you're assuming you're gone, Zeke is still your number 3 pick.
Yeah, this changes nothing.
Absolutely. Nothing at all. I feel like the situation was worse last year. It was a lot more cloudy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there was – being their rookie, I mean, just drafting Elliott was much more cloudy. I mean, the domestic violence thing, if it happens, it happens. The punishment for domestic violence, if it happens, it happens. But I don't think it's anything newsworthy now, like you said, other than Shefty being fucking crafty. And he is crafty. I'll give him that. But all right, guys. So we're about a minute out from kicking off the first mock draft.
Do we want to make a bet on who's going first?
I'll go. David Johnson goes.
I would only I think it should be Bell, but I think David Johnson goes one as well.
Oh, Shrek reveals a secret.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to have a shot at him, so there's no reason to not be shy about who I think should go at the top of the draft.
But for the fact, I think I'm going to go Bell just because both of you guys went with David Johnson. I think Bell's going to go first here.
Okay. Fair enough. Guys, what spots is everybody in to pick? We know Ed's at 6. I'm at 9.
I'm at 12.
I'm rocking the 5th spot.
Okay, so Vinny's going to be the first one up, followed by Ed.
Is there any way to like message Ed and just?
Oh, I told I'm his translator right now. So I told him to send me his analysis after his picks if he wants to. So if Ed makes some kind of crazy move, hopefully he'll text me.
Cool.
I'm going to try getting in his head. Tell him he sucks.
Don't worry. Ed's going to start sending us all messages in a few minutes on the chat saying that Ezekiel Elliott just got suspended. So we shouldn't use him.
You should tell them that.
Guess what? Don is wrong. David Johnson goes first. And Zeke goes second.
Wow.
Interesting.
It really happens that I'm wrong, though.
You're usually right, Don. Yeah, it's very rare.
It's what I'm known for.
So, guys, pretty much all we're going to do here is we're going to talk through our picks. We're going to talk through things that surprise us. The first round or so is going to be pretty standard because the picks are going to kind of fall in succession for the most part, as we've already talked about on the podcast. But just be ready for some, you know, some harsh words for certain people. We're not afraid to, you know, tell you how we truly feel. I got crushed last year for Arian Foster, rightfully so. And next week we're going to have a mock draft coming at you guys, just straight analysis with Mr. Wolf himself. And, we'll get some real deep dives. And Vinny going Julio Jones. All right. I'm cool with that. Ed follows up with Odell Beckham.
So what do we think the percentile of like drafts in general this year, like the first 6 are automatically the top 3 running backs of David Johnson, Zeke, Lev Bell, and then the receivers go next with AB, Julio, and Odell. Is that like almost like a 98% deal, or is there anyone you guys would think would possibly fall before any of those guys within the top 6?
I think depending on your league, you could get it's weird to say it's cute, but you could take Antonio Brown somewhere in the top 3 if you wanted to.
You can do it. Yeah, that's fair.
You can make an argument for really any of those 3 wide receivers. Also, Mike Evans, he's kind of on the outside, and he is.
So do you think
with the 8th pick here?
Yeah. Do you think he'd be about the guy that might be able to sneak in before one of those top 6 guys?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are hesitant on Julio right now. I'm not entirely sure why. I think because he disappeared for a few games last year, but people forget that he's still probably the most talented wide receiver in the league right now.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just think what Mike Evans did last year with all the targets, and it was like well over 100 catches. So I could see someone wanting to take that too.
Fair. Absolutely. Absolutely.
My man Nick AJ Green with 9.
Yeah, man, I'm happy there. I'm happy with AJ Green at 9.
Don just had the most Don turn at the 12th pick. Oh my god! Wow, I couldn't script that any better.
Don, what did you get? Want to tell us?
I went Mel Go at the number 12 pick.
Okay,
and I didn't like, if I'm gonna go value right now, I didn't like the next receiver up, which was Michael Thomas, T.Y. or Dez. Which, yeah, you could have probably argued Michael Thomas, I guess. But I figured, why not do running backs that I like versus I don't like after this drop-off, which we've talked about. After it's like DeMarco Murray and Jordan Howard, after that, I don't like anyone. So I think I'm going to see what it plays out to be if I go with running back the first 2 rounds and see how it goes with receivers going on the next few.
I mean, you are true to form, Don. I mean, every time you've been on the podcast, you've talked JJ, you've talked Melvin Gordon. You know, you put your money where your mouth is. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I'm not like, you know, I'm not like Schefter saying, don't go Zeke and then go Zeke.
What a move. But yeah, I just snagged Jordan Howard on the backswing there.
I love it, Trick. I love it.
I think it's a good I'm very happy with that.
I think that's like the last best running back for a while that you can feel safe about.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. There's a guy in here named Matt, ironically. Matt Rogers is not with us tonight, but Todd Gurley goes at pick number 7 there. Gurley scares the shit out of me. Lamar Miller follows up there with Ed. I would love Lamar Miller over Todd Gurley, hands down.
I would agree. I would definitely go Lamar Miller over Todd Gurley as well. Just you don't know what's going to happen with LA in general. Fresh team, not a lot of talent. Coaching is new again. Yep. You kind of know where Houston's kind of heading in their direction.
Yep.
And we know the potential of Lamar Miller fully. So I like Lamar Miller a lot better than Todd Gurley as well. And if I said that last year, that definitely would have never happened. But
No, but it's funny how the difference a couple months makes. Vinny, you're at 5, correct?
Yep.
All right, so how are you feeling? Julio Jones, T.Y. Hilton, you got a lot of big score potential with those two wide receivers.
Yeah, I'm kind of sitting in the middle letting people fall to me and just taking the best person available at the time. So okay. Julio kind of fell after – well, I expected Antonio Brown to go, so Julio fell right in my lap. Yep. And then I just watched Todd Gurley, Lamar Miller go before T.Y. Hilton, so I just snatched him up. I think that's great.
Yeah, no, it's good value. I think real quick, with that being said, we're doing the 12-team PPR mock draft. What are you guys planning on as starters? Is it going to be a 2-receiver, 2 running back, 1 flex of tight end, running back, and wide receiver? Or are we going to do like our league where we do 3-receiver? How would you like?
I was just assuming, standard quarterback, 2 receiver. Quarterback 2, running backs 2. Yeah.
Cool.
I love this Keenan Allen here goes with David Johnson at number 1. It's a great pairing. I do want to say the scariest pick of the draft here. We've talked about him already. Leonard Fournette goes at freaking 18 overall ballpark. That's
good. Seeing it a lot though.
No, I mean it's in line with his ADP. It's just to actually see it in a draft is woo.
Right. I agree though. That's why I'm saying I feel like Jordan Howard's like that last guy, or you can even put Lamar Miller in there. I'd say right after Jordan Howard is Lamar Miller. And I'd say that's like the last guy where I feel safe of going with a second round running back at that point. Like Leonard Fournette, the Joe Mixon. Look, Leonard Fournette, Joe Mixon, the Isaiah Crowell are the next running backs that are off the board. Ooh, and that's like beginning of third round. And that doesn't feel good. Like, how do you feel good taking that pick?
I don't understand that. I mean, I guess whoever's drafting first is assuming that Joe Mixon will be the starter week 1 while they're drafting right now. So, I mean, third round in that scenario sounds about right to me, but it's still a lot of calculated risk in there.
Yeah. Especially now. But yeah, I mean, Joe Mixon there. I mean, he's got the potential upside. Keenan Allen needs to stay healthy and Joe Mixon if he's a starter. But yeah, right now, it's a little scary.
All right, so Vin's going 3-receiver heavy.
Yeah.
With Julio, T.Y., and Doug Baldwin.
We still got Marshawn Lynch on the board, and he was kind of the best running back available at the time since even Fournette, Mixon, and Crowell just went off the board. So I was looking at Marshawn Lynch, and I'm not really trying to do that, not even trying out that strategy right now. So I figured I'll see how bad my running backs are.
That's fair.
Fourth and fifth round here. So I got Julio Jones, T.Y. Hilton, Doug Baldwin right now.
Yeah, your wide receivers are sweet.
Got a nice stack there. So hopefully I can at least pick apart some bones here at the in the mid-draft.
Yeah, your wide receivers are totally sweet. I'm very interested to hear from Ed, who just took Marshawn Lynch. We'll see if Vinny can get any feedback from him there.
I got a few texts from him. He said he went Lamar Miller there because he thinks he's the last guy I'm comfortable with as an RB1. And
which we've been saying, yeah.
It's funny because he just said, I don't like him over guys like Lynch and Fournette, and he just took Marshawn Lynch in the middle of the third.
Okay. Well, so he still gets Lynch as a value, I guess, that fault comes back around to him there.
I would say that's probably where I would want in a 12-team, getting him with the 6th pick in the third round. That's I guess that's okay. Like he has a nice base with Odell Beckham and Miller. And if he's comfortable with that, the worst case is Lynch doesn't do too hot as a main back there.
Like JB, who's the 8th pick, right? So his third round pick's Christian McCaffrey. His first 2 picks were his first pick was Mike Evans and Dez Bryant. His first running back is Christian McCaffrey.
Fuck that.
I don't like that.
And like we said, now everyone loves Christian McCaffrey. Obviously, his ADP is high. He's really talented. So it is what it is. But remember, Panthers aren't his best fit of, you know, check down passing. And I'm up now. So, I'm going to go. I'm sorry. I'm mid-talking.
So can't multitask.
Yeah, I just don't want to mess that up. So I just think, but that with that being said, where he's not that best fit, and then Christian McCaffrey being your number one running back, he's a rookie. That's scary.
Yeah, that's, again, him, the Leonard Fournette pick. I mean, there's, again, those are the rookies we've been talking about for the past few weeks that are just, it doesn't make sense right now. Maybe come late August, but right now it makes zero sense.
Yep.
Way overpriced. Yep.
Shrek, I'm surprised you took Allen Robinson.
I didn't like it at all. I honestly was debating between him and Alshon Jeffrey. Because I think Alshon
has, who then Don took.
Yes. And he also got his Green Bay Packer and Davante Adams.
In a 12-team league, I'll take Devontae in the fourth.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a good value. But, yeah, Allen Robinson, again, is my two. I'm not super pumped, but I think he can be okay. I'm hoping a bounce back from Blake Bortles a little bit. Robinson was super dependent on that touchdown last year. Scared the shit out of me. But, you know, alas, here we are. I feel terrible about this pick here. I don't know what I'm
see it.
I really don't know what I want to do. I'm gonna
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Okay. Wow. I'm okay with that, Trek. Travis Kelce.
Yes. So I really wasn't sure what direction I wanted to go. I'll be honest, I looked at the running backs. Carlos Hyde scares me. If he's healthy, he's good, but I don't depend on it. Spencer Ware, it's his job, but I don't know. I'd rather invest in the tight end, I think, at Kansas City at this point in the draft. And honestly,
I respect that, Shrek.
Yeah.
What I was saying too a few podcasts ago, where like sometimes just reaching too much is too much. Like getting that where you saw value, you saw where the running backs were and the receivers were, and you're like, that's a reach versus I can get the number two – in your mind, right, the number two tight end.
Number two tight end. Yep, so absolutely.
When you add value there, and I respect that.
Okay, cool. I'm cool with that. I mean, there's one guy here, and I'm going to wait to see where he goes before I comment on him. That was kind of my other pick. We'll see. Sammy Watkins goes a pick after me there. Again, Watkins is great if he stays healthy, but oof, I don't know.
It's his number three wide receiver, so that's, I guess, fine.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's depth. That's depth.
Yeah, this is actually the same guy, I think. I think we're going to be commenting on JB at the 8 spot a lot. This is the same guy that's had Mike Evans, Dez Bryant, and then Christian McCaffrey. So yep. Now he's got Christian McCaffrey and Sammy Watkins, which is
Vinny, Carlos Hyde, you're running back one. How you feel?
Not great. I would be really scared if this was real. But if, like, this is the worst-case scenario, I could have done a lot worse, I think.
I agree
with that.
At least he's a one. He's on a really, really bad team, and I don't know exactly what's going on with the 49ers. I don't think anybody does, but at least he's a one for sure on his team for the time being, and I got out of the hole a little bit.
I like Carlos Hyde's value in like a 10-team league because I think you can let him drop a little bit. And Carlos Hyde's a talented guy. He's shown that he can play. So obviously everyone's getting really cute with the Leonard Fournettes and the Christian McCaffrey and the Lynches and the Isaiah Crowell, where if you can even let these guys slide down like another two rounds or Carlos Hyde, and I'd rather Carlos Hyde as my number two running back, obviously.
Of course.
With 12 teams, it's going to be different. Where like I would feel okay, I feel like good about a Carlos Hyde as my second running back.
Yeah, I'd be okay with it. And again, I wouldn't be pumped, but I'd be okay with it. You know, I think looking at this draft, guys, here, this is, you know, I think Vinny and I – no, who did we? All three of us talk about the QBs, or was it the Vinny and I episode last week where we talked about the QBs and overpaying?
We talked about that. I brought that up.
That was you. Okay, so it's all three of us. So I think you know, obviously the listeners can't see the draft as it's unfolding here, guys. But we're now going into the middle of the fifth round, and we've got three QBs off the board: Aaron Rodgers in the third round, and then Drew Brees and Tom Brady in the fourth. So you know, I think this is the real life example of if you want a QB and you believe in it, and this is how your league plays, get your guy. Again, we're not drafting that way, us, you know, here at Let's Talk Fantasy Football, but there are plenty of people that believe in it and they are going to do it. So don't be afraid to get your guy. I mean, you almost see it here in what I did, you know, when I went and got Travis Kelce, where I believed he was the best guy. I went and paid for him. So I just think the QB thing is important to point out, just because people do get funny about that depending on how they believe.
Yeah. I mean, we've got three tight ends off on the board too.
Yeah.
So and we got Gronk at the beginning of the third.
They're all top three in their respective positions. So it's totally fine. I think they all went in perfect spots. And I think this is kind of a more justified setting than we've seen. Like, we could have seen Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady go in the second and third rounds.
Yes.
So to be through four rounds with all three, like, top three quarterbacks and top three tight ends, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, it definitely all fits. You know, I look at pick number two. I know it was an auto pick. Damn it, Crabtree. That was the guy I considered over Kelsey, and he almost lasted coming back around.
Damn.
So I was
– He's been one – but he's been the one wide receiver that has been falling a little bit more. Not too much, but I think Crabtree, you can – if you're like a mid-rounder, like if you're like that five spot, you might be able to get him on that back round where you would have valued him like at the end of the round before.
Yeah.
So like that fourth round where you think Michael Crabtree might be worth, you might be able to get him that fifth round. I've been seeing him slide a lot, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I really hoped he was going to fall back, I think, because you look at the price you pay, a fifth round pick versus Amari Cooper at a second round pick. I think the value in Crabtree there was just immense compared to everything else.
Yeah. Plus, I fucking love Crabtree.
Well, there's that.
gotta love it. Sure. Ed just did something gross. I don't like the Fitz pick, especially over Crabtree.
I don't like Fitz. I don't know what I want to do here.
I don't like Fitz over Crabtree at all either.
Oh, that auto pick, that's not what I wanted, but oh well.
Back-to-back Chiefs, Shrek. I don't believe you.
I was too slow. Yeah, that's not what I wanted. I went to take CJ Anderson, if I'm being honest.
Oof.
But
it's not great either.
No, it's not great either, but I'm being honest, and that's what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But Tevin Coleman, Eddie Lacy comes off the board. All right, Don gets Brandon Marshall. Let's see who he pairs us with.
I don't know what I'm going to pair this with, actually.
We got the two running backs up top, three wide receivers stacked now.
Yeah. I don't like this at all, actually. Man,
I'll tell you what. I mean, this is like the prime example of running back hell, you know. And I think I just lived it as I let my clock go down. And Don's probably gonna auto. Oh, there you go, CJ Anderson.
I went to CJ Anderson. Yeah.
Is, you know, looking at, you know, here Eddie Lacy went, Spencer Ware went. To me, auto pick. Don went with CJ Anderson. You know, running backs get ugly super fast, and we've talked about it, but now doing a mock live with you guys is kind of like, holy shit. You know, it really is bad. Like,
oh yeah, dude. Especially when it's not following the ADP pattern and other people are kind of going out of that order that you're used to. Yep. It's insane. Like, oh, that guy's gone. That guy's gone. And that's how it's going to be when you draft. It's too much.
Well, I really don't feel good after like my Lamar Miller threshold with running backs.
No, it's pretty bad.
No, and after that, it's really picking the one or two guys you believe in. You hope they're there, and you overpay if you really want them. If not, you're SOL,
right?
Pretty much.
And it looks like everyone's starting to grab running backs now because it's the halfway through the back end of the beginning of the sixth round, where I hit CJ Anderson. Then it's Frank Floor, who then someone grabbed Dante Moncrief. But then there's Bilal Powell and Mike Gillisley. So that's where you're starting to hit that.
Yeah, I mean, running backs are flying off. Do you guys think Jimmy Graham as the fifth tight end off the board is fair?
I kind of do. I feel like he was returning to form.
He actually had a
He started playing pretty well. Mid to late season, he kind of turned it on, and you know, it's tough to come back from the patella injury. So
yeah, it's incredible. I think he's looked great considering what most people do when they come back from an injury like that.
I feel like he's been welcomed back into the discussion, at least for going as a top tight end once again. And it's still pretty late.
I would have been rocking him in my flex in our league last year if that was the case. Obviously, in our league, we don't have a tight end flex, but I would have been Delanie Walker, Jimmy Graham the rest of the season, and I couldn't. So I just messed up every week on who to play.
Oh, the dreaded ones.
Yeah, they say play matchups. Play matchups, they say.
Well, that's all right. Matchups get the best of us sometimes. Who we got? Ed here goes Willie Snead to pair with Larry Fitzgerald there in the sixth round.
Danny Woodhead by Vin.
Okay. All right. So you're pounding on the running backs. I mean, you have to. You got the stud wide receivers. So now you're Carlos Hyde, LeGarrette Blount, Danny Woodhead. You've got a good mix there. Play some matchups. Again, you'll need to.
Not going to lie, I thought about Adrian Peterson there, but I decided to get a pass catching back.
That's fair. I would have done the same thing.
Yep.
I think overall, in a general consensus, I think Danny Woodhead is his ADP is higher than Adrian Peterson, like everywhere I read. Like his value is better. Like everyone is really down on AP, actually.
Yeah. What we're using? We're using Fantasy Football Calculator. I think Adrian Peterson was way higher than him here. I had to go down to find Danny Woodhead. So I think
This is actually Fantasy Football Calculator's only place where AP is high, like in this realm, and like everywhere I've been reading elsewhere, AP has been way down.
And I think that makes sense. Like I agree that he should be way down. I think I don't really like his ADP here. It doesn't really make much sense.
No, he's in a pass catching offense where he's more of a, you know, ground and pound, and then you got Mark Ingram. That's still the primary back, so you don't really know what role AP is really going to play in this offense. Or he's, you know, he's old too, so
right.
We don't know what his durability is either.
They just hate Ingram so much.
They don't want Ingram to succeed at all.
He is the neglected child of that offense.
I feel so bad.
Definitely the redhead stepchild. 100%.
Easily. And then there goes Mark Ingram, which is crazy that he went after AP.
Just as we talk about him, there he is, off the board. All right, so
Shrek, there's a dude in our chat who's running a draft evaluator, and you are ranking currently in the bottom three.
I see that. I would also like I don't like my Spencer Ware pick, but I'll also note that he put the top three rankings, and he ranked himself in the top three. So his opinion automatically could be
full of shit.
Is automatically invalid, even if my team is shitty.
Right, I'm gonna stick up for you, man.
Oh god.
Thanks, Don.
well said.
All right, Andrew Luck off the board. Stefon Diggs. All right, so we're coming towards the back half of round seven here, guys. And I'm trying to see what the.
Do we want to read off like our teams right now, just so everyone's kind of got an idea of what's going on?
Yeah, let's tell us what you got there, Don.
I'm in the 12th pick. Got Melvin Gordon, Jay Ajayi. Then I've got Alshon Jeffrey, Devontae Adams, Brandon Marshall. Then I got C.J. Anderson. So I've really got my like starting receiving and running back crew up with in need of QB, tight end, and some bench play.
Fair enough. I will chime in here. Then I am in the 9 slot. I'm went A.J. Green, Jordan Howard, Allen Robinson, Travis Kelce, Spencer Ware, who should have been C.J. Anderson. Not that he's better, Blyle Powell, and then Emmanuel Sanders in the 7th round. So need a QB. My running back situation is a little weak, depending on how you believe in Spencer Ware. And wide receiver is a bit iffy. So not a great team. I don't know how I feel about the 9 spot, but that is that's life. That's why we say get mocking.
Get mocking.
Vinny, what do you got?
All right, picking from 5, I got Julio Jones, T.Y. Hilton, Doug Baldwin, Carlos Hyde, LeGarrette Blount, Danny Woodhead, and I just picked up Andrew Luck.
Love the Luck pick, by the way.
Yeah, I normally try to stay away and get a value late, but he just started, just kept coming down. So I'm like, all right, I might as well. Took advantage of that.
Yeah, man.
Not mad about it.
No, it's worth – I mean, at that price, it's worth it. He produces. He's a 7th-round pick. Hell yeah. You saved yourself a couple of rounds worth of value that you took elsewhere. So
yeah, I could load up on more shitty running backs.
Well, hey man, isn't that the game?
Definitely is.
You know, we talk tight end roulette. It's literally running back roulette. You know, fucking pick one and you hope, you pray. All right. Wow.
Oh, this one's, I'm in between two.
All right. Damn, Don's showing his Green Bay bias a little bit.
Not a fan of that at all.
Martellus Bennett there is his tight end, and he wraps around and takes Jeremy Maclin in the eighth.
Well, let me explain my Marty B pick here.
Yeah, go for it.
Rodgers targets his tight ends a lot.
Yep.
A lot. And so the next best tight end was Kyle Rudolph, and everyone falls right off. So I went value on, I don't have a starting tight end, that I'm just going to start hitting bench. I already have a bench running back and receiver. Marty B is the best tight end that Aaron Rodgers has seen in possibly his time with Green Bay, if you want to maybe throw JerMichael Finley in there, but he had stone hands half the time.
Okay.
I think Martellus Bennett's going to have a really nice year, and that's the cutoff of where you're going to get really good value out of tight end. So I like it, and that's not even a Packer bias. That's just Aaron Rodgers likes his tight ends, and Martellus Bennett's probably his best tight end he's seen. So I'll take it before Kyle Rudolph's the next guy off.
Fucking Kyle Rudolph, man. We talk about him every year. And
yeah, I'd rather not play that game again.
Yeah, it's fucking there's a loaded gun in my mouth. Is it going to go off? That's pretty much what you're doing with Kyle Rudolph.
Ooh, Shrek, you're kind of getting in on the QB run that's happening here.
Yeah, I watched Derek Carr and Kirk Cousins go back-to-back to the same team, and I just couldn't – I couldn't not take part. I felt like I was going to come back and be staring at Ben Roethlisberger, which I don't want to do. So Russell Wilson's my guy.
I like it.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think he's a good value there in the eighth anyway, but the draft forced my hand there.
Ew, Ed just got cute. The Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt. We talked about it. I mean, I think Kareem Hunt is the guy long-term. Whether he gets it this year, I don't know. I can't wait till Ed's on the podcast because I do want to talk about this pick with him because he did comment on our post, one of our Instagram posts the other day. And I believe he said that he would pass on owning Kareem Hunt this year. Let me see.
And it's now his third running back.
He said, well, that could be why, for the upside. But Ed said, he said, I like Hunt, but don't think I'll draft him. I'll pick him up week four when whoever drafts him gives up and drops him.
Or the eighth round.
Oh, Ed.
But I get it. When your hand gets forced in a 12-team league, you know, the running back is pretty dire at that point.
To be fair, we were looking at like some really rough shit. So Ed just went upside there.
I don't have a problem with the pick, particularly with, you know, you're stacked at wide receiver. You got your tight end locked down. All right, roll a dice on Hunt. He could be the guy by week one. We don't know. So again, I think he's okay at the price there.
I think that's dead on with his ADP, actually.
Yeah, he should be. He's right there in the eighth round. So that sounds accurate. And then we got watch Dak Prescott go.
Oh boy,
Procise, Kyle Rudolph. There's our boy off the board.
Yikes!
All right, we're about halfway through the ninth round, guys. We're starting to click away. People are making their picks quick, and we're kind of getting into this territory where, if you believe in a guy or you kind of see that last tier falling off, just get your guy. You know, don't be afraid about jumping up around to get somebody because at this point you're getting into dart throw territory. And don't take a fucking defense. Oh, Jonathan Stewart, great fucking pick, Vinny.
You know what I'm doing.
Speaking of which, so the pick before Latavius Murray, what do you guys think about this Latavius Murray and Dalvin Cook, and what should the listeners be thinking about with who they think is going to be the starting running back, or what the timeshare is going to be with these two running backs, and where the value really should be with these two?
Me and Shrek ripped the Dalvin Cook thing apart. It was pretty much the same thing with Kareem Hunt. You don't know if he's going to be seeing any kind of playing time anytime soon. So you don't really want to put a lot of investment in a guy who's maybe not going to see the field for the first half of the season, at least in any meaningful way that is going to win you fantasy football games. So I think we ultimately settled on a lot of people are overlooking Latavius Murray right now and overvaluing, what is his name? I'm confusing him now. Dalvin Cook. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's where it stands right now. Obviously things change, but like to get the Vikings number one running back as it stands today, in the ninth round, perfect pick.
Yeah, great yeah. value for a guy that is the starter right now.
I mean, I like the Latavius Murray in the ninth. Oh, shit. James Winston went off the board. That sucks. I really want him.
Panic.
No, I'm not going to panic. I'm going to go with Mariota here.
Great pick.
Also good.
But what I was going to talk about is I like the Latavius Murray better at the ninth than going a few rounds ahead or three rounds ahead with Dalvin Cook.
Exactly.
But the only thing that and I had Latavius Murray last year. He had a lot of touchdowns, but Oakland didn't like him because he's a straight runner. There's no, you know, sideline running. So if he doesn't have the blocking, which Minnesota really doesn't have, he could be in a lot of trouble. So I don't know. It's something you're really going to have to wait to see. But I mean, I would probably go with that pick better with the ninth pick than ninth round than with Dalvin Cook there. I'm running out of time and I don't know what to do. Oh my God. I'm going to
pick.
Oof.
I just locked in CJ Anderson and Jamal Charles in the 10th. Oh my God. Right, well,
you got the Denver running back situation unlocked.
Yeah, that's all right.
Look at it that way.
Yeah. Ed just texted me and said he hates his team.
Well, he's going to hate it even more when he listens to the podcast and hears our questions. But no,
I mean, Ed, we have so many questions for you, man.
I'm excited to have that on and get you know another perspective, you know, and just kind of talk through it because, again, I mean, I don't love my team. Ed doesn't like his. I mean, are you guys happy with your teams?
Like, we're a 10-team league. So when we shift over to doing an actually active mock, doing a 12-team, it's a little different. Like, it's an adjustment, and that's why Ed just actually said that to me. He's having a tough time since he's been mocking 10-team forever, and now he just jumped into 12 with us.
Yeah.
So that certainly has an effect on it because it kind of jumbles up where people are going. So ultimately, to answer your question that I've been dancing around, Shrek, I think my team is okay.
To bring this full circle, I have no idea. I don't remember the question, but thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is my first 12-team mock of the year too, which is unfortunate. I should be doing a lot more of 12-team. I have so far. Our league is just too competitive, man. I just like do 10 all the time, just trying to think what I'm going to do for our league.
Yes.
Yeah. I will say if you are in a 10 team, you should practice in 12 occasionally just to see which guys you really value because they won't be there while you wait for like another round to pass. You can judge who you really want to take and see who you can reach on in your 10 team and stuff like that. So it's definitely worth a shot and you literally lose nothing practicing.
That kind of makes me think of the first time I ever played Guitar Hero was at your house, Vinny.
Yeah.
And your brother was like, oh, well, you're – come on. He put me on, like, freaking, like, expert, and I got my ass handed to me. And then he put me back down on, like, hard or whatever, and I was, like, a king. Like, I felt like a god because I fucking fell on my face.
I need to know which brother this was.
Dominic.
The video game guru, man.
The video game god.
Kid was kicking my ass when he was 2 years old.
He's a prodigy, man.
Yes, he is. I know you're not listening, Dominic, but props. But yeah, I mean, the 12s have, like Vinny said, the 12-team draft's the same thing. You're going to be like, fuck, that guy's gone. And all of a sudden, you're going to go back to 10, and you're going to feel like a king because you're going to get the guys you want, and you're going to be okay paying what you pay. Because you truly find what guys you'll pay for and what guys you're okay with not having.
Speaking of guys being gone, Justin Tucker, first to kick her off, 10th round.
Fucking Matt. Yeah,
that kid, panicked. He said he had a timeout.
So I don't like it in the 10th round, but I've started to believe that maybe go a round or two ahead to get your kicker and defense if you want that number one spot to fill your starting roster. Because that number one guy does make a difference. 10th round, I don't advise, but I'm not solely against of maybe going a round ahead instead of getting your third bench or a fourth bench receiver, which you might not ever play or you probably might cut, versus you could get the best kicker or defense, whichever you would value more. I'm cool with that, but this kid's got another 5 rounds, so not that cool.
First defense is also off the board.
Two defenses.
Now they're going.
Beginning of 11, Denver and Houston. But that's the thing, too. Everyone's got – I think that's the thing that a lot of people see is they start to panic. And once they see one thing go, then they just start jumping on that. I think that's where you kind of have to not follow that line. Just kind of stick to what
everything's cool until a run starts, and then you start to fucking panic and you start reaching on people. So it's important to remain calm, but definitely know when you're beat. Yeah. When shit like that goes down, like Shrek in
2011, Cam Newton.
Yes, Don, that situation as well. But earlier when the QB run started, Shrek was like, fuck this, I'm not going to be a part of it. Russell Wilson, next round, got that taken care of.
Yep, great. So you got him at the eighth round, Russell Wilson. That's pretty nice.
Exactly.
Yeah. Happy with the price, and I kind of beat that pile up. But yeah, I mean, especially kickers and defense, like, don't get sucked into the run. Like, there are plenty of shitty kickers and defenses for everybody.
Yeah. So if you don't get the best, like, chill out. You'll be fucking fine. Yeah.
Chill.
Play the wire like everybody else. It's not going to change your team. It's not, you know, unless you get lucky and the team gets hot at the right time. But, you know, if you don't own the top one, you're wasting your time.
Absolutely.
It's already safe to say that I just hate everyone else that's left.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of, again, like you said, the 12 team, it really makes you look at, like, depth and looking at players and, like, fuck, like, who do I really want here?
Yeah. I mean, their defense is already off the board in the 11th round. My goodness.
Oh, Ed was able to snag Phillip Rivers in the 10th, and he said he's loving the chemistry that he built with Tyrell Williams, has Keenan Allen back, and he could have one of the best years that he's had in a while.
Speaking of which, I just took Tyrell
Williams. Yep. There you go.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, Phillip Rivers, for what he paid after watching everyone else run across the board, I mean, he was the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 4, 15th quarterback off the board.
Fuck, right? Dude. Yeah, so.
Or yeah. He was a 13th, but whatever, still. 13 out of 15, that's still an incredible price to pay for your QB in the 10th round.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I also love Rashard Matthews in the second half of the 11th round in the 12th, in the 12-team PPR.
Yeah, he's been sliding
I think besides, obviously, where we talk about Jonathan Stewart, where he slides, where we still think he's got good value where he gets picked, I think Rashard Matthews is, like, the best slide in this year's fantasy season.
The Titans are going to be fun to watch, and they're going to produce a ton of fantasy points.
Yeah, man, they're the new Jaguars of this year, man. I got to think of, like, a saying for the Titans.
We'll get a catchy slogan going there for the Titans.
Tighten up, dude. They already have one.
Ooh, that's not bad.
That's like their slogan.
Yeah, I'll think of something cooler though.
Tighten up.
Yep. Let me know what you fellas think of this pick.
You're quizzing in my pants.
We saw what he did. I actually, it's funny, Vin. I was gonna take him over Duke Johnson, but Jacquizz Rodgers. You don't know what his. I think if you had Doug Martin and Jacquizz Rodgers, I think that'd be a great pick because we saw what Jacquizz Rodgers did last year when he was the starting running back, and he did really well.
Yeah, a lot of that was volume. Like, a lot of it was volume.
They had a lot of volume, but
I think he averaged 25 touches a game when he stepped in, which is perfect. Really fucking nuts, highly unsustainable. Yeah. But the way I looked at it is I waited on running back. So at the very least, I can plug in Jacquizz Rodgers as an RB1 for the first 3 weeks.
In the first 3 weeks,
while Doug Martin's out.
And they're going to feed the shit out of him the first 3 weeks.
Exactly. Hopefully, if they stick to that. I don't know why they did that last year, but they must love him. Yeah, it did kind of work. So if they're going to do that, it's kind of like the D'Angelo Williams deal while Bell was out suspended. So if you really panic on running back, you can latch on to Jacquizz Rodgers really, really late in drafts.
No, I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
Absolutely. We're in the mid 13th round, guys. We're pretty much wrapping up the draft here. So while we're heading towards the wrap up conclusion, I wanted to give another shout out to ViewPix, guys, the revolutionary app that allows you to play fantasy football live while watching the game on TV. Predict the plays, the result of the plays, and literally play fantasy football. You can sign up for the beta now by going to letstalkfantasyfootball.com /ViewPix. That is /ViewPix, V-U-P-I-Q. And with that, I am on the clock, and I'm going to take a guy I believed in for years, Mr. Charles Sims.
So the third Tampa Bay running back off the board. By the way, what do you guys think of Doug Martin going in the end of the – was it the end of the fifth?
Yeah.
Or beginning of the fifth. Beginning of the fifth.
Beginning of the fifth round. Sorry.
That's where he's going. That seems to be, like, dead on. I've never seen him go earlier. I rarely see him go later.
Are you in the – if you're in the beginning of the fifth, are you going to go and take him?
Me, no. Fuck that. But that's where he's been going. I mean, I get why people do it. And it could have a huge payoff, but it's expensive. It's expensive.
Yeah. I don't think I could do it. I mean, because I'm trying to think, even if you nailed your first four rounds, you know, you're still essentially burning, you know, your fifth round pick for 3 weeks. It's just going to sit and cook and cook. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. I don't know.
Yeah,
like you said, that's the price, but it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I honestly don't feel good with that either. I just don't think at that fifth round spot with so much uncertainty that you're going to waste it on a guy that's out for the first three games. Maybe a round later, I'd say sixth. If it's still there, I'd take it.
Don't know who to pick anymore.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting down there, guys. 14th round, we're kind of starting to wind ourselves down. Soon enough, it'll be kickers and defenses. But, you know, overall, guys, you know, we'll give you some feedback here. This is the feedback coming from the chat. The guy who claimed his team as the best team out there before, or one of the best, still ranks his team as a top
number one.
Top three.
Wait. Are we talking about Computer or?
Computer, yeah, Computer. Says he is the top three team. So he is now saying that the best team is team seven, which is Matt, who is well, let's talk about Matt's team really quick. Matt went with LeSean McCoy and Todd Gurley at the top. McCoy, I'm cool with. Fine. Todd Gurley in a PPR league, fuck that. It's a waste of a second round pick.
What about Lamar Miller before that, which right after?
I just think Gurley's, especially in PPR, I don't want him as my running back there. Brandon Cooks, who we don't know what to expect out of New England. One, he's your wide receiver number one. Not a fan. Tom Brady is going to be a stud, but he's going to feed Gronk. And the rest of them, we've talked about Cooks. We don't know what's going to happen with him. You can't trust it. Who's next? Drew Brees, fine. He liked the QB. He wanted to pay Michael Crabtree. Great pick. I like Michael Crabtree more than I like Brandon Cooks.
Hell yeah.
What do we got next?
Jimmy Graham. Sixth pick.
Okay, so we talked about Jimmy Graham. Fine, no problem with it. I'm honestly just taking a defense at this point to wrap out the draft. Derrick Henry, running back. That's his running back three is Derrick Henry, which
not loving it.
No, not loving it at all. Wide receiver three is Corey Davis out of Tennessee. Not loving it as his wide receiver. He gets a second tight end in Hunter Henry. Although Henry should be good. You just invested two picks in a tight end within fucking four picks. That doesn't make sense. And then he took Justin Tucker in the 10th. So I don't know. That doesn't make any sense to me as the best team in the draft.
No. I think like the Rishard Matthews 11th round pick, though. So
yeah,
that's probably the only thing that justifies his draft.
But he does also have Corey Davis.
Ooh, you're right. I don't know. I would have just skipped on Corey Davis and took Rishard Matthews in the 11th.
Exactly. Strange, strange draft.
But who did he rank next?
They cleared the chat.
My shit actually locked out.
Oh. Team 12, Don? He picked you as number two?
That's right.
Well, with that, guys, that is the very first rough mock draft. It's not going to be version one of Let's Talk Fantasy Football draft, because next week we're going to have Ed back for the draft. We're going to have Walsh on the podcast. We're going to see if we can wrangle Matt Rogers in from the wild, wild west and get him on the podcast for a draft live with you guys. And we're going to talk through one where it's just us drafting, no wild cards, and we don't have any random feedback from people. And we can truly be brutally honest. But, guys, before we hit the end, go out there, get the Android app, get the iOS app, download Let's Talk Fantasy Football. It's free. There's no reason not to use it. If you like the podcast, if you hate the podcast, we don't really care. Get on iTunes. Give us some feedback. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. Although we prefer it to be 5 stars and something positive. And last but not least, guys, start mocking. If you're not mock drafting, you're making a mistake. We learned a ton by doing it live with you guys here and by walking through the draft. Draft in 12-team leagues if you're in 10 teams or go bigger. You're going to learn a lot from yourselves, and we will catch you on the flip side.
This has been Let's Talk Fantasy Football. Thanks for listening.